creepy. There's ghosts, it's haunted, so if you're a chicken, don't come in. Are you scared? Let's put a light on here. Everybody get your camera lights on because it's pitch black.
For 10 years, Holly Geddes was a student at this school. These days, she's a counselor for the Musqueam First Nation. She walks through the halls here, birds swooping to their nests behind her, debris rolling away, and curls of paint crunching under her fast-moving feet. Geddes points out where she slept.
This is where we went from grade 1 to grade 5.
8.
This is the dining room.
And was punished.
So if you got sent there, you're going to get a strap.
Nearly everything in here is broken. Boarded up windows, holes through walls, cords and beams hanging from the ceiling. All, actually, except the staircases, which Geddes remembers having to clean with a toothbrush. There are two places she won't go in here. The downstairs hallway, she says, is haunted.
I will not go back there myself.
It turns out it's near where unmarked graves were found a few years ago. She also won't go to the senior boys' dorm because of something that happened when she was very young.
It was the scariest night in my 10 years in residential school. A senior boy hung himself in the shower room. I think I was grade 2. And I remember being so scared all night. The whole school was scared. We're all scared.
Remembering her time here, Geddes says she was lonely, but the other kids she was with became family.
When we'd get scared, as 6-year-old do, we'd speak together. We'd have a partner. Who's your partner when you're scared?
She went to school in the 80s and says it was different than what her grandmother went through when she went to the same school in the 20s.
When she was in school, there was food with maggots given to them. If they didn't eat that maggot ridden food, they're not going to eat. You have to work in the barn for 8 hours in order to get a meal. Bread was life. It was tough for the old people. Lots of sexual assault. Lots of physical abuse. She spoke of it all the time.
Geddes says the older people were strong, for which she's grateful because she's still here.
They didn't eradicate the Indian out of us.
These days, Geddes says they don't hold it against anyone.
It's not about holding anger and holding judgment. It's about learning the truth of the land and moving on together as a nation. Not only Indigenous people, all our people.
The community is planning a search for more unmarked graves in the field behind the school, and it would like to turn the building into a museum. On the Musqueam First Nation, Lisa Schick, 980 CJME.